This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back to the second hour of Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And in for Mike today is June. Thank you, June, for coming in and being my co-host today.
It's my pleasure, bud.
Thank you.
It's always fun.
It is.
And we always learn something new.
I know.
I can't wait to try that challenge.
I can't either.
Because, you know, I probably don't even drink half a gallon. That's what I'm thinking is going to happen.
I definitely know I don't. I find it easier when I'm here because I'm always, I always like try to keep up my steps and my activity. So I'm always getting up from my desk and going over to Midtown and I fill up my cup of water with, with water, come back, so I think I'm better here, but it's when I get home.
Right.
And, and I usually get home after two, so there's plenty of time before I go to bed.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what we got to talk about? We're going to talk about these balls. Paul right now just threw a beach ball at us. But if you come into the Beacon Building, which, if you haven't eaten lunch, you can still come on down to Midtown Cafe. And our studio is on the lower level. You can see us in our glass enclosed studio.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother and my sister-in-law, Lori, do these really cool things here in the building. And we walked into work today, and all of the floors, I think there's, what, six floors here?
I don't know. Yeah.
Six or seven, right, I think?
Six.
All the floors have beach balls all over
That's
the place.
That's so funny.
Like, they're just thrown all over the place. So it's like, today's the first day of summer.
Is it really?
It is.
Aha!
Yes.
Well, and it's a perfect day, too.
I know. It's absolutely perfect day. And, when we were talking with Lori, Bob will sometimes chime in and send me stuff on the monitor here.
Right.
And, a gallon is 128 ounces of water.
Wow.
So that, that's when you think about that,
yeah.
This is what, a 12 ounce?
Yeah.
Oh, this is 20 ounces.
Oh,
but
well.
Still, that's 20, 40, 60, 81. Six of these.
Right.
Yikes.
It's a lot of water.
I was always told eight ounce glasses of water.
Right.
That's only 64 ounces.
Right.
That's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. So double that.
So, we should make it a point to talk to Rocco next week about that. And
what the
Bob
benefits
is saying,
are.
Well, but
besides what we already said.
Right. I mean, no, there's great benefits to it. But, I guess maybe, like Bob is saying, he was told eight ounce glasses, which is only 64, which is half of that.
Right.
So is it 64 or is it 128?
Right.
Right.
I guess maybe at least put
64.
And then
anything more
is beneficial to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Even in weight loss, the more you drink.
Yes, it's better for you.
Yeah, all the way around.
I always try to drink a good-sized glass of water before I eat.
Right.
All right, well, it is Healthy Monday, and it's your segment right now.
That it is, isn't it?
Healthy Monday recipes and seasonal tips
tricks. I have to tell you, I bought this cookbook last Friday, and I absolutely love it. It's the Skinny Taste Cookbook.
Ooh, you got it.
By Gina Homoloka. I think I'm saying
Homoloka?
That right. Homoloka.
Homoloka.
Homoloka. Sure. But anyway, she has tells a story with the recipes.
Mm, I love
it. It's so beautiful. It really is. She did an amazing job. There's beautiful pictures. And Carol, can you see how many pages I already tagged out that I want to try?
That's the Skinny Taste one?
This is the Skinny Taste cookbook,
so I have to get that.
It is awesome. Go to Target. It's only like $17. I didn't know that. I went to Barnes & Noble, and it was $30.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they have it at Target?
That's what I was told, yes. And it's only like $17.
Wow.
Yeah. So I figured I'd start with breakfast today.
There you go.
And this is a really cool, I think, easy thing to do at the beginning of your week. Make ahead Western omelet muffins. You take your regular size muffin tin. So there's 12 in there. And then what you do is you spray with all your cooking oil, olive oil cooking spray. Then you take six large eggs, six large egg whites, salt and pepper, And then you take about 3 ounces of ham sliced, and that's usually about 4 slices. Chop it fine, and then like 2 ounces of reduced fat Swiss cheese, 1/2 cup of finely chopped red pepper, orange pepper, green pepper, whichever is your preference, and 1/4 cup of chopped scallions. And you mix that all up together. Then you just pour it into your muffin tin, and then you bake it at 350 for 20 to 24 minutes. And then you can take them out, let them cool completely, take them out, and when you want, you heat it up in the microwave 1 minute, and there you go. You got breakfast. Isn't that a cool idea?
I think it is a fantastic idea. You probably can freeze them, right?
Yes,
freeze
you
them
can.
And
yep.
Grab it,
it
out.
It says
and
freeze them, take them out, and just put it in the thing for 1 minute. Or on a cookie sheet and bake at 350 until heated through about 25 minutes. I'd do the 1 minute.
Right. Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, especially in the morning. But I just thought that was an awesome idea for making your breakfast for the week, even if you do it like every other day or whatever.
Does it say how many calories is
it? It does. And that's another good thing about this cookbook is on every page is a breakdown. The calories are only, now that's 2 muffins too. For 2 muffins, it's only 119 calories, 6 grams of fat, 2 grams of saturated fat. The protein is 14 grams, fiber 0.5, carbohydrates 2, sugar is only 1, and sodium 329. But I would think that would depend on how much salt you put in there and stuff like that.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
That I love absolutely love. And I'm going to try to do this and make them ahead. And this way in the morning when you just don't feel like doing anything and you know you need your protein.
That's an important
exactly.
part.
Exactly. Yep. It really,
like
really
that.
Is.
I'm going to have to make that too. I'm going to need that recipe. So Skinny Taste, I have to go get that book. I have a thing with cookbooks.
Oh, me too.
Oh,
you know it.
I know.
I mean, I have a whole closet full. But then, you know, I do something that I'll take recipes and I'll go through it. And then all of a sudden I put it away and I don't use it.
I know.
And then
out of sight,
like,
out of mind.
Where was that from? Or you're sitting there.
What is that one?
This one. This is a dip like.
That looks really good.
It's called Caliente Bean and Queso Dip.
Ooh.
And that's one I was going to also share with you today. And it's you spray your little casserole. You take 15 ounces of can of fat-free refried beans, 1 tablespoon of taco seasoning, and I use the low-sodium taco seasoning packet. And then 1/4 jar of medium salsa, or I always make my own salsa. So you just take 1 1/4 cup of a salsa that you really like. You know, those small cans of green diced chopped chilies.
Yeah.
Put that in there. 1 1/2 cups of shredded reduced fat cheese, and it's the Mexican blend, and fresh cilantro. And you just mix it together. All together, you put it in your oven at 350 and bake bake about 30 minutes till it's bubbly. And in that alone, 67 calories for 1/4 cup.
Wow.
That's quite a bit, I think. You know,
I think it is.
If you're doing a thing and everybody gets a little cup, 1/4 cup is more than enough. Yep. And if you use that with zucchini slices.
Yeah.
Or celery.
Or carrots
slice.
Or celery.
Yeah, exactly. And it's 5 grams of protein in it. So if you need a snack during the day or you're going to a party, that's something you could bring and you don't have to worry about it being as bad as some of the other stuff. This is what I'm going to make for dinner tonight. It's called chicken pasta caprese.
Ooh.
I knew that would get you.
Yes, it did.
Yep. And this one's a little higher in calories, and I'm thinking you could probably chop back the calories by depending on the type of pasta you use in it. But what it is it's 1 pound of skinless, boneless chicken breast cut into 1/2-inch cubes, basil, salt and pepper, 9 ounces of pasta. They used like a ziti pasta, but I think if you get like the rice or the new, now they have the gluten-free and right. they're lower and everything. Right. You might be able to get a little less calories with it that way. Oh, you'll like this. 6 cloves of garlic.
Yum.
You and your garlic. Half a cup of halved grape tomatoes, basil, and mozzarella cheese. And the mozzarella, it's the part skim. So you 4 ounces, you just cut it into cubes. You cook your chicken, take it out, and then cook up the rest of the things that are in here, the onions and the garlic and all of that. Then put it back in. Boil your pasta, add your tomatoes, put your cheese in, and let it all meld together, and you got a great chicken pasta caprese dinner.
Ooh, that sounds really good. And the picture looks beautiful.
It does. And that's what I was saying about this book. Every picture looks amazing
in
here.
Yeah, they do.
And I just love that. But I also love the breakdown. And it's on every recipe, no matter what it is. And she has dessert recipes in here, too. Yeah. Skinny bites. And, you know, and she says in the beginning, it's kind of funny, how people make up excuses. Oh, no, I can't make that. I can't make my family's not going to eat that. And, you know, until you try it, you shouldn't say that.
That's right.
You know, because especially nowadays, we need to be more healthy. There's too much added to our meals.
Yep.
There's too much chemicals. There's too much of everything. Yep. And if you just sit back and, you know, you don't even have to be as strong as, say, a paleo diet or anything like that. But if you just eat from the vine, eat from the ground.
Listen to you, June.
I know, huh?
I love it. Well, Rocco would be so proud to hear you right now.
It's so true, though. I mean, everything I've been doing through Integrity and also with Thrive, I mean, I want to be healthy. I have 2 brand new grandbabies that I just want to grow old with. And I want to be able to keep up with them because let me tell you, they're going to give their parents a run for it. And that makes me happy. So I want to be around to see that happen. But, you know, simple, small steps that you can take just for yourself and your family. Yeah. It's amazing. This one here.
I was just going to say, what picture is that? That looks really good.
Stuffed poblano chili with chicken and corn. I know. I will try to
I'm going and get that cookbook.
Oh, you'll love it. I know. And I wish I would have known it was at Target for $17 instead of $30. But
that's almost double.
Yeah, no kidding. And I have it, so I don't mind. And there's like shrimp and lamb and everything in here. There's just so much. And I'm just so excited to start doing it with it, you know?
There you go. For those of you tuning in, you are listening to The Pulse 107.7 WTPL. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com, powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion, and it's Healthy Monday. June is in for Mike, and we're talking healthy recipes and all. You know what? We went for lunch on Saturday. I was just so impressed last week when we had the executive chef of Tuckaway Tavern in.
Right.
I just loved him. Bobby Marquardt was his name. And he is self-taught. I call him a kid because he looks so young, but I'm sure he's probably a little older than I think he looks. He's
right.
Probably around 30, but still, I mean, he's young. I mean, gosh. I am just so impressed by him. So I said to Daryl, I really would like to, let's go to Tuckaway.
Nice.
He's never been. I've been like a while ago when they first opened. And so we went and, of course, I asked for him, and he came out. You should see the portions. Have you ever been there?
No, I've only heard about it through the radio show.
You have to go. You have to go.
I want to.
Oh, my goodness.
I think Dennis would love it, too.
Their menu, it's a great menu. All different kinds of things. Health-wise.
What?
Steak tips. I mean, now Daryl is a steak person.
Yep.
And I said, Bobby said his steak tips are the best. You don't even need a knife. You can just use your fork. So Daryl, of course, like, okay.
Yeah.
He got the steak tips. And they were exactly that. They were so tender, so good. Mm. And you literally could cut them with your fork. So I got meatloaf.
Ooh.
All right.
Yeah,
I got
meatloaf.
I do like meatloaf.
Yeah.
I do. You should have seen my, actually, I took a picture of it.
Oh,
my gosh. I took a picture of it. And you know what? I don't think I sent it to Amy yet. So
and I don't
when
think
we go
you
on
posted
break,
it
I don't
either.
Think I did. when we go on break, I'm going to send it to Amy, and it'll be on Food for Thought's Facebook page. So check that out. Okay, it's a piece of meatloaf. I mean, when it came and sat in front of me, I'm like, oh, my God. Daryl was laughing. It was so big. It wasn't even funny. It was a piece of meatloaf with barbecue sauce on it. Ooh. And then they had coleslaw on top of it.
Oh, really?
And then melted cheese on top of that.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. And then you pick two sides to
I
go with it.
I hope Rocco's not listening.
I know.
No.
But you know what? Literally, I could not. I had not
I can't
even,
imagine.
Not even an eighth of it.
Right.
It was, and I pushed all the cheese over. I was like, oh, my God. Oh.
But it was delicious.
It was really, really good. And different with the coleslaw in there, huh?
Yeah, really. I've never heard that.
Different with the coleslaw.
And even the barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
And it's true. You put it on your hamburgers. Why not on your meatloaf? But I've just never done that.
And then you could pick two sides, and they had a huge list of sides. And, I mean, you know, I figured if I was cheating,
right.
I was just going to cheat. So, right.
And that was me yesterday.
One of the sides was macaroni and cheese.
Oh, and you're a macaroni and cheese girl.
So good. Mm-hmm. And then beans, tuck-away beans, they're called.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah.
I mean, just amazing. Everything was really, really good. So Bobby did come out to talk to us.
Nice.
And he sent us home. Now, if you've never been there, you and Dennis will love it.
Okay.
There's a butchery that you walk through before you get to the, you should see the butchery. It is huge, and you should see the meats
in their
cases.
Did you bring some home?
Bobby set us up with, I mean, they make homemade sausage. He stuffs everything in sausage casings.
Oh,
there's chicken parmesan sausage.
No way.
Steak bomb sausage.
Oh, my God.
So he sent us home with a huge bunch of samples of those sausages. And actually, we're having my family over tonight. My mom's coming over. Brian and Lori's coming over. And Kathy's coming over. And we are grilling sausages tonight.
Is June and Dennis coming over?
You are more than welcome to come over. We're having that. Lori's bringing potato salad, and my mother's bringing salad.
Is there any special occasion?
No special occasion. We have all this sausage that we got to cook.
Nice.
I just put a text out to everybody. I'm like, we have a ton of sausage, so come on over.
Nice.
So yeah.
Huh.
But the sausage just looks amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love different sausages too. I'm always trying them wherever we go. So
well, you will die when you go to the butchery over there, and it's not far.
No,
I mean, it's
Raymond,
exit 5,
right?
Yeah, exit 5, off 101.
Is it easy to find once you get up?
You come off of the exit, I believe. You go right. You go down to the end. You can't go straight anymore. You take a right or left. You take a left. It's right there on the left.
Nice.
Very right off the exit.
Right off the exit.
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's a nice ride, that going out 101.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, you are listening to Food for Thought. It's Healthy Monday. We're talking healthy recipes and tips and tricks and all that. We are going to go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And in for Mike is June. Mike is on vacation for 2 weeks.
Nice.
Jeepers creepers. He is
he's
sailing.
It.
He does.
I know.
He's sailing.
I remember him saying about that. That can't wait to hear all about it. It's got to be fun.
Oh, I know. I mean, gosh.
Really?
What fun is that? So
yeah.
All right. Well, we are joined right now with Steve Freeman. I think that the last time that you were on, I wasn't here. So you were here with Mike. And whoops, June. June's fixing Steve's mic for him. There we go. And
that's correct. Not here.
Right. I was not here. But you are going to be on every other week, and we're going to talk about food. I hear you're quite the foodie, and you come up with some really interesting food facts and all that, which I am... Because, see, I know Steve, or I've met Steve before,
right.
But in a different capacity. Like, I didn't know there was this side of Steve.
There's always another side, isn't there?
I guess so.
It seems that things in life tend to come full circle if you're committed to them.
They do.
Because a lot of what I've become in my adult life is what my father told me when I was a kid. I'm like, nah, Dad, you're crazy.
Yeah.
So apparently I've become crazy, too.
Isn't that funny?
I just had a salad for lunch, and they said, what do you want for dressing? I said, I just want oil and vinegar, and I can just hear my dad. I told you, that's the healthiest dressing you can eat is just oil and vinegar.
Right.
So you know, it's funny. You're saying oil and vinegar right now. You don't hear that too much anymore.
No, and they had it in the little glass cruet just like things? I had as on the kitchen table at home. It was really, my dad was on my shoulder. I could feel it.
Oh, my gosh, because you don't really see that too much anymore. And, you know, I remember that growing up, my parents, you know, ran Belmont Hall, so, of course, I worked there. And I remember those little cruets, and I don't know if my sister still has those over there because you don't really hear of oil and vinegar anymore.
And it's a delicious dressing.
It is.
Yeah, it is. So. It is. Well, Steve, you are on the board with the Manchester Food Co-op.
Correct.
So do we want to talk a little bit about that? And
we always want to talk about the co-op, even when our stores, when our doors are open and we're in business, we want to continue to talk about the co-op because it has somewhat of a reputation of being for the 1%, because like less than 1% of the population understands what a co-op is. So in a nutshell, a cooperative business is owned by its members in the community, not a corporate shareholder board of directors. And the mission of the co-op is to make the community of Manchester, provide the community of Manchester, year-round access to healthy local products, not just food, but things that are made locally, and strengthen our community by giving them access to education and classes to learn how to cook with a lot of this crazy food that's popping out of the ground these days. Not these days, but this week, this season. And it changes, you know, by the week, by the month, by the day, sort of.
Nice.
Interesting.
It is very
interesting. So what is the timeline for Manchester Food Co-op? Is there a timeline right now?
There is a timeline, and it's a moving timeline. The average timeline for consumer co-ops is about 7 to 10 years to get it to get the doors open. We're in our fifth year, and we're projecting right now somewhere in year 7 we'll have the doors of the store open.
Okay.
So we have a couple of letters of intent on different non-disclosed properties or undisclosed properties, and
it's a secret right now. That's basically what that means.
It's a secret because of the nature of the business, not the co-op. Until we have a signed lease, we have nothing.
Right.
Until you go to close on your house, you don't own that house. And
that's right.
And a co-worker just went to close 3 weeks ago, didn't close.
Right.
So 2 weeks later. So it's that sort of thing. And also some of these sites we think are prime sites. We don't want a lot of people to know. We don't want to help the listing brokers list it and find a tenant. We want us to be the tenant. And with a co-op, we can't just sign today and give them a deposit tomorrow. We have to go through several channels of approval and studies to make sure the store will succeed and be profitable. Co-ops have a very low failure rate in America because they're much slower to grow and open. Mm-hmm. And it's a truly grassroots organization that it has to be built from the ground up. You two ladies can't open your checkbooks and write me a check for a check for $10 million, and we can't open. It has to be grassroots. People have to buy into it.
Sorry, but I couldn't do that anyway. Only kidding.
That's why I said that. I know you can. We all have the capability. It's been a life changer for me personally. It's been the best group of people this city has ever put out. I love working on the board of directors. It's 100% volunteer. We don't get paid a nickel, not even a cent. And we continue to do this incredible amount of work as a small group of people truly committed to bringing this store to the community of Manchester. And when it opens, it's a grocery store.
Really?
You'll walk in and you say, oh, okay, they have fresh produce. They have box cereal. They have bulk foods. They have people in the aisles that understand what they're selling and what their mission is. They have classroom space. You can talk to the chefs who are making the sandwiches or the specials. Hopefully we'll have a fishmonger cutting up the fish to the size you want, as opposed to here's 30 slices. Which one do you want? When it's open, it looks and acts like a grocery store, just a smaller scale than, you know, the big stores that we have in this community, the big national stores and, you know, the market baskets, et cetera. But we will be able to sell you everything you need to eat a healthy lifestyle in your house every day.
That sounds great. I mean, we were talking about how you just need, this world needs to change the way they eat, think, and act, because we're not eating healthy enough.
Correct.
We really aren't. And this will be a great opportunity for people to be able to do that.
And to be shown the way.
Exactly.
If you have, you know, you don't know what to do with kale or why pink salt is better than the table salt we've had for years.
Yep. And sea salt.
A part of the co-op's effort or mission, if you will, is you said the world needs to change. Mm-hmm. Well, I am the world. We are the world.
That's right.
I'm not waiting for somebody to change it for me. I'm doing it myself. you know, I exercise more, I eat better. And once you start on that path and you realize I don't have to take medication anymore.
Right.
I feel better than I ever have, and I'm older than I've ever been.
Exactly.
But yet I feel like I'm getting younger inside because I'm taking better care of myself.
Yep.
I always use the analogy, because I'd love to own a Ferrari, and I hope I do someday, that this is the Ferrari that the God of my choice gave me to use in this life.
That's right.
I need to treat it as such. It's not a 79 Ford Pinto I'm driving.
Right.
So I got to take care of it.
What was that little yellow bug with the Pinto? Was it a Pinto with the hatchback?
Yeah, the Pinto.
Yeah.
It's like if you got
I had one of those.
If you got rear-ended,
awful,
the gas tank exploded.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not a car with a great reputation is my analogy there.
So, Steve, how did you get involved in this? Is this something that you've always, something that has felt near and dear to you? Is it something that you had always thought about doing, or how did you get involved in this? Because you seem so, you're very passionate about it, which is great.
Yeah. I've always been addicted to food. I love food. I got involved with this because I went after it for my former employer. It was an opportunity to get a construction contract. That's really how I got into it. And I met with the board of directors, and I said, oh, so it takes a few years to get the co-op open. Okay, well, can I design it and build it? Because that's what I do in my real life. They said, sure, but it's going to take a while. I said, okay, well, then after this one-hour meeting, I said, okay, so that's just one construction contract. I need, 50 for the year. I'll put that on the back burner till 2020 or whenever you guys are ready. But I really like what this is about now that I've understood. How do I get involved? And they said, do you want to join the board of directors? And I said, yes, and I never looked back. And then...
Now, when was that? How long ago was that?
That was about 4 years ago, 2 months ago or so.
Okay.
And so I just got involved and sort of hit the ground running, not knowing what I was doing, what a co-op really was. I just really liked the idea of a year-round indoor farmer's market. Because I do love farmers market. They're at a peak in this country right now, and they're actually starting to wane because there's so many that the farmers can't follow them all, I guess is the story. But I don't like having to chase my food. And there's all these different classes of grocers. There's one that's going to shop at XYZ store every Thursday between 5 and 8 and get whatever they have. That's what they live with. Then there's the other spectrum, which is like me. I go to 7 to 10 stores a week because I want the produce from there. I want the olive oil from there.
Yep.
I want the real foods from the real places. The co-op consolidates that all and truly brings you the best of what is local, what is now, and what is not local and available now. We've had a sort of our bylaws or our mission states that we're going to provide you the best we can get you. So if you can't get olive oil in New Hampshire, for example, you might be able to grow one olive tree in your yard. So who produces some of the world's best olive oil? That's who we want to offer in the co-op. And who can guarantee that it's 100% olives in your olive oil.
Right. That's a big thing.
It's a huge thing. And I get bombarded on a daily basis with food facts and food information because of the things I'm interested in. And so I can gain more knowledge about the co-op and our food sources. And, 90% of the food out there is just not even how it's labeled.
Right.
I'll bring back stuff in a couple of weeks. I was looking at watermelon juice. I'm like, oh, what a great concept. That sounds great. Doesn't it taste good?
Yeah.
It says on the front label, 100% watermelon juice. I flipped the bottle over, 20% juice, and then sugar and this stuff. I'm like, how is this allowed? It says, on the pretty side, 100% watermelon juice, but it's really not.
No.
So that's part of the co-op, too, is we do a lot of the homework so that you have to ask less questions about its authenticity when you buy it from the co-op.
Great. I'm looking at your brochure here, and when it says sign up, join us now, invest your $100 equity stock share purchase, what does that do for? What is that? What does that mean? What is it for me? What is that?
For you, it's you are now an owner of this business that we all share ownership of together without the liability of the debt or the management of the operation. So the $100, what it does for the organization is it helps us get our financing in place. Because if we only had 200 member owners, we're not a real group of investors.
Right.
We have 1,046 of us, I think it is right now. So that's over $100,000 of equity, and that's what the, the bank, and we have a pie chart. We have like 9 different sources of funding. A bank is a percentage, member owner loans is a percentage, preferred shares is a percentage. We have a couple of grants that have been pre-committed to us. So your $100 buys you into the organization. You get free emails from us once a month. We have a couple of discounts through local businesses that are listed on our website. And the idea of that business partnership is we want to be able to give our member owners incentive to support locally owned businesses, not franchises owned by a board of directors in Bentonville or wherever. So the long-term mission, and we hope to strengthen this, is you show your co-op card at Joe's gas station or, you know, Bill's bicycles or whatnot, whatever the local businesses are, and you get an incentive to shop at these businesses, and it keeps our money in our community, which strengthens the community. This is where we live, work, and play, where our children are, right, where they, you know, grow up. This is where I want to make the community as best as it can be. I don't care to support an offshore business or things of that sort. I'm pretty sure I'll be in Manchester for many years to come, and this is where I want the best of everything right here in my community.
You know, that is really interesting because, you know, when we started this conversation, I was that, you know, the 1% that, you know, or the 99%, I'm sorry, that has no idea what a co-op is. You know, now I understand it a lot more, and I'm sending in my $100.
Yeah.
That is like
I
huge.
I think I am too. Right.
That is huge. So listeners out there, you can go to www.manchesterfood.coop.com, right?
.coop.
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 .coop. .coop. Okay.
You can go to .com. It'll redirect you, but we are one of the few and proud that are able to use the .coop extension.
Okay, so manchesterfood.coop you can go to, and you can find out more, and you can send in your $100 to get some equity stock share purchase.
That's
share
awesome.
Purchase, yeah, very good. We need to take a break.
Okay.
We are in studio with Steve Freeman. He's on the board of directors for the Manchester Food Co-op and a self-taught foodie.
<There you go>.
And stay tuned, Food for Thought. I'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And in for Mike today is June. Mike is sailing away for 2 weeks. Uh-oh, June's having some headphone difficulties.
There we go.
It is Monday, and it's absolutely gorgeous outside, and it's the first day of summer as well.
So. Awesome.
Yes, and it is Healthy Monday. We were in earlier with Lori Gooley of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions and talked about the importance of drinking water and choosing to eat healthy. And
some great recipes from a new cookbook, Skinny Taste, and easy recipes, good light summer recipes, morning, breakfast, supper, lunch, all of that.
It looks like a beautiful cookbook. It really does.
I love it. Yeah. I am so excited to have it. Yep.
It definitely does.
Yep.
And we are in studio with Steve Freeman. He is a new segment on Food for Thought every other Monday. He's going to be the every other of Susan Osborne of Bee Image Consulting. And we just got the name of the show, and I absolutely love it.
It's awesome.
Wake Up the Health America.
No, Wake the Health Up America.
Wake
the Health Up America.
And that's so perfect, especially for Mondays here.
It is. Start of the week. Start, you know, I get positive emails from work every day, and it's every day is a new opportunity to take better care of yourself. And
exactly.
We can always be, we can definitely be doing better as a country to take care of ourselves.
And our families.
And, of course, it's a play on words. I'm sure I was screamed that many times as a child.
Wake the help up.
Without the TH at the end. But, you know, I just came up with it. I was thinking that a radio or a TV opportunity might come up, and this is really what I want to. I just want to share, you know, my knowledge and passion that it's not that difficult to turn the corner take better care of yourself. If this fat boy can do it, anybody out there can, because I've done it, I've made progress, I've made change, and the most important thing I want to share about that is it wasn't an overnight fix.
No.
It's been 3, 4, 5 years that it's finally sunken into my head, this is what you need to do to be a healthier you. And that's a really important thing because you can go to the gym for a year and not really see the results you're looking for and then never go back. Well, it took me 25 years to build this swelt figure. Yep. It's going to take a few years to reshape in it.
And you have to change from the inside out.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to change your thought, what you eat, what you want. You have to change everything, not just one thing.
And then when you start to feel better.
Oh, my God, it's
then
amazing.
Then it's like, wow.
Yep.
This is amazing.
I've been doing my journey for just 12 weeks now, and I feel such a difference, and it feels amazing. And I've done many other things to lose weight before, because obviously I've gotten this from many years of working at it.
It's an investment.
It is.
On many levels.
So you're absolutely right.
You know, it's funny because, Steve, I met you a few months ago. Well, actually, how long has Campo been open?
Campo just went into their second year.
Is it already
April,
that
so
long?
We met like Valentine's Day 2 years ago.
That's crazy.
I was doing the red on the floors right around Valentine's.
Oh, my goodness. Time goes by so quickly. It's crazy.
It does.
It goes by faster. I've always heard that, too.
The older you get, the faster time flies.
Did I just have a weekend off? Because I don't quite remember.
And then you forget what you
did.
What
did we do yesterday? Yeah. Exactly.
You forget what you did. But, I met you as an architect.
Correct.
And now I didn't realize that you were this huge foodie like this and involved like this.
I grew up off of Second Street, which I guess it's known as the Golden Mile, the Golden Arches. And so there's two things that I think growing up near Second Street did to me. I got to see a lot of these buildings get built as a kid. I remember when they built Wendy's. I remember when they built McDonald's, the car wash. Those were my summers. I'd play with all the contractors watching them build their stuff. And that sort of impressed upon me architecture and construction, which I definitely think helped me choose that as a career. But I also grew up with all this fast food around me.
Right.
And I had to really beg mom and dad to give me some money as a kid when I didn't have money, make my own money, so I could eat there. And they're like, don't, they told me as a kid, don't eat that stuff. It's bad for you. I'm like, yeah, but all my friends are eating it and their parents give them money. And so that took place as a child. And then my sister actually, I remember when the light went on. My sister worked at this place called Atlantic Wine and Cheese Company. It used to be where Caldor was, what is now Home Goods and Stop and Shop. They've re-knocked it down and whatnot. And I remember going into that store like, wow, what's all this food? They had real cashews and pistachios and cheeses and wines and those fancy sodas and stuff. And it totally changed what I thought about food. And I still, to this day, that my favorite cheese back then was Port Salut, which was the only processed cheese the store sold. But it was psychedelic tie-dye red and orange. And I'm 12 years old. I'm like, that cheese, that's the one I want. So that kind of awakened me to what real food is. And then I worked at a lot of the fast food places on Second Street. And then when I got into the white tablecloth restaurants, I was just like, oh, wow. And I learned pretty quickly. My parents had separated, divorced, and it was my dad and I at home, and he was a very sort of dry palate, no sauces, no salt. So I learned to cook to keep my dad, fed at home. So I did a lot of stir fries, and, I remember he always liked crunchy textures, so I always had to do that. And so it just taught me I can cook. It's not that difficult. I learned from some great chefs. I learned some tricks. That's another thing the co-op wants to do is I think a lot of people are intimidated about a chef's knife.
You have about a minute.
Okay.
A few seconds.
So a lot of people are intimidated by a chef's knife or how these fancy shows on TV cook it. I've changed my ways now. I do a lot of cooking shows on Channel 9. I try and keep it to 5 ingredients that you have in your cupboard and make it simple and make it delicious and spend 10 minutes and feed your family of 5, 7, 10, or 2 or by yourself and enjoy what you eat and enjoy doing it.
Well, I am so excited for this new segment. We were supposed to talk about strawberries, but we never got to it.
That's okay.
So maybe the next time we can chat about strawberries.
They'll still be fresh and local in season in 2 weeks. Go go out of your way to buy fresh local strawberries and go to the store and buy the strawberries that were trucked in to us from California 10 days old when they get to the grocery store and taste the difference and remind yourself this is what local is all about.
Wake the health up, America, in 2 weeks. Steve Freeman will be right back. And up next is Kale and Company. Thank you, June.
You're welcome.